Okay, moving on. Old business, we touched very briefly at the beginning about parking. And I did talk with Greg Pinto, and probably the easiest for next year will be to put up signs, which now Matt is saying haven't been completely successful at the public landing. So we would have to figure out how to make that more effective, because Snow Marine Park is not, staff is not there. You know, we do have trailers, we do have cars, we've got them all over the grass. And so I talked with Greg about possibly starting some sort of ticketing program. And when I say a ticketing program, meaning people pay to access that property, that there should be some revenue.
I personally have no idea why the city does not charge for parking.
I will answer that question for you.
I don't know.
As far as the harbor goes, it was never seen as a revenue maker, ever.
Well, they closed that parking lot behind Grasshopper. That you had to pay, but someone said they tried to promote that to be like, to turn it back to a paying parking lot.
I don't even consider a revenue. I mean, between myself, Bill, Mark, mm-hmm. we spend time on that, time that we're not spending on something else.
Sure.
We're spending money on signs, poles, time to put them in.
Is that coming out of the harbor budget?
Of course it does.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we could spend that time elsewhere. It's not like it's a huge amount of time, but everything costs.
Yeah, it's enough. Everything does cost, and I think the commission, as a rule, understands that. Mm-hmm. Everything costs. And they've got the trailers, and you're down there, Sam, Connecticut. Yeah,
you get a seasonal pass to use the South Launch, is that right?
That's just the ramp,
Just the ramp.
Yep.
But that, so my feeling is what you're paying for when you're paying for the use of the ramp is a place to put your truck.
For the day.
Yeah, for the day. So.
I think he thinks otherwise.
But for the day. But the problem is they're staying. We're not talking just 48 hours. We're talking all summer, that exact same car.
I steered him from the front of my house all day long.
So I will get back to Greg about handing that over to the parking committee. This is a great time, mm-hmm. once fall starts, to get this hammered out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I mean, we can set a time frame by February or March so that the harbor can do their thing and we can get the police involved if we need to.
How is that monitored?
It isn't right now.
Wait, I drive over there.
Yeah. Is there any,
I don't know.
A few years ago, we had somebody there during the day.
I know, but I've lived here quite a while. Yeah. Seen it. Mm-hmm. But can you put a camera up? Is that too expensive?
Well, let's think about that. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but if we put a camera up, then we're going to take personnel from the public landing, go over there every time someone parks. Yeah, I mean, we can try it.
Video surveillance.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else brought up a fake camera left. It's at the Harbor Trail, putting up a fake camera on a spot where people
you
are.
You could also get a drone.
Yeah.
Because what if you just did a yearly pass, and you know people are going to be there, and you see them there, just say if their car is more than 24 hours, and they have to pay by the week or by the month?
That's up to the parking committee.
Yeah, because what I'll do is I'll put that forward to the parking committee that we can talk about. They would set up a fee schedule. That's what they enjoy doing, is trying to figure out all of that. Because I agree with Matt. There's a cost every time somebody steps on that property or leaves their car there on the grass or their trailer for an entire summer.
But the issue with the South Dock is there's 20 parking spots. So even if people got passes, once those 20 spots are full, it gets hard to use.
They park on the grass. And so that would be a conversation between us and the parking committee. Do we want to allow that to continue to park on the grass or not? Because to have them park on the grass and not pay doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. If they're going to be there all summer, and some of those cars, I'm amazed that they start, that they would pay a certain fee. So I'll get back to the parking committee and talk with Greg about that to see. Yes.
I haven't been sailing out of that area for a very long time. We used to have the access to park
near the harbor master's office on the grass. Is that what you're saying, that parking is not allowed up there anymore?
So
and that the snow park is not allowed as well for people who get on their boat and leave for, I don't know, 2 weeks?
This is what I've been telling everybody. This is what I've been instructed to tell everybody. And they come in daily. Where do I park my car? I'm leaving for 3-4 days. And I tell them the same thing. Number one, do not park on the grass anywhere. Number two, there is no designated overnight parking in the city of Rockland. The only place you can literally park overnight without getting towed or a ticket would be up at the high school during the summer months. Other than that,
except
we don't
for this
have
summer.
Other than that,
under construction. So.
That's all I have.
So, just wondering why it is that the sailors can't use the area that's on the grass up the hill from your office. Why is
because
that?
The parking, was it the parking
committee? Right, so because, well, there's a couple
they get
of reasons.
Stuck there all summer.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons for that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that are here to enjoy the green space. And what was happening is that green space became a parking lot. So people who were trying to come for a picnic or trying to enjoy their lunch or just walk the trail had no place to go because it was covered with cars. It became also an environmental concern because of the cars just sitting there with all of the stuff that's underneath a car. And we've learned from dumping snow in the harbor that the same thing happens to the grass. So there was also that concern. The other big concern is we are maybe the last harbor town that does not receive any benefit from people parking. Every place you go, even if you go, you want to go out for a day trip or a sail trip out of Rockland, you have to pay for parking. And we were, as a commission, we were just feeling as if everything was just being given away. And somebody has to pay for that infrastructure when it dissolves and disintegrates, and that infrastructure was going on to the taxpayers, and we have to make sure when we're making decisions and talking about things how to guarantee that the taxpayers are very well protected. And if it means we don't allow them to park on the grass, they don't park on the grass. I mean, they're gone for weeks. And, and of course they're welcome, and of course they're invited. And we, but the problem is, it's infrastructure, and it costs us.
So there's really no place to park?
People park all the time at Harbor Park.
Anyway.
Yeah, there are places, so against the wall, against the seawall, it says two-hour parking. When you go into the inner circle, so there are parking spaces by the Harbor Master's office, and then there are parking spaces along the oval that are not two-hour parking. So there are definitely...
And people park overnight there.
People do park overnight all the time.
And according to the police, as long as no one complains about it, then they're probably not going to get a ticket or towed. I mean, we had two people just prior to the Lobster Festival park at the seawall where it clearly says two-hour parking. Parked there for 3 days. And then they got upset when they got towed by the Lobster Festival. Mm-hmm. And I told the guy, I said, sign says 2 hour parking. I don't know how else to be, that's where the yes, this applies to you is going to be at the bottom of the sign.
Yep.
I mean,
because there hasn't been there's been a lack of accountability with some of this, and people have been become accustomed to being able to just kind of do what they want to do, which is fine, but.
And there's a few cars that have been in our neighborhood all summer.
Oh, yes.
Because you can park in the south end also.
That's right.
Yeah, because he doesn't walk around the south end.
It's perfectly legal.
And it's perfectly legal.
Suffolk Street or Pacific Street.
Yeah. Up until snowfall, I don't know, November or something.
They usually,
when boating season ends, they ain't allowed to park.
Then they're gone. They're gone.
I mean, this has been an issue for decades, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it blows my mind we don't have a rule.
Yeah. Well, I think
I've got pictures of my yard as a parking lot.
Did you charge, Sam?
I'd be charging them.
I wasn't around it. It used to be a parking
charges
for the shipper.
Yeah.
They'll pay it. Yeah. I mean,
they do pay
a choice.
It. They do pay it.
Philadelphia collects $10 million a year in parking
fees. Who does?
Fees. Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's quite a sum.
Yeah.
And you have that right in your head.
Richard is good that way. He can't remember who he talked to on the phone.
While we're on parking,
yep.
At the end of Crescent Street, they've started putting in a Harbor Trail sidewalk.
Correct.
Which, that is the best view of the mooring field in bad weather.
Okay.
And, you know, when there's storms, there's usually cars and trucks lined up there watching the boats. That sidewalk is in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did the city think about that? I was really surprised when that sidewalk came in because, you know, a lot of people talk about the view and access down along the town landing, but actually that's not a good view in bad weather. The better views were above the beach, and then even better than that was up there on that corner at Crescent Street. And to me, that's the best. I mean, that's really the harbor view, is in that corner.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be cars parked on that sidewalk in bad weather. I don't know how high the curb's going to be.
Yeah. Safety is one of the reasons. I mean, safety is
the
busiest.
So much.
People do walk it.
Yeah.
And so safety came up. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, everybody would like to have everybody to have all of their views uninterrupted in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that doesn't happen, but the cars have continued, even with the crushed stone, to park right on it.
Yeah, well, that's the best overlook of the harbor,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. And just as an aside, the city and the Rockland Harbor Trail did get an easement for that best piece. So
I remember that.
So when you go to the right of where that sidewalk stops, and you see that kind of piece, that's Dragon Cement has given us an easement for, you know, because everybody agrees 100% that that's like the best kind of total view of Rockland and the harbor and Camden and Owl's Head. So, yeah, you're right. Any other? So I'll take that to Greg and let him know and you know, probably invite him, let's say, to a January meeting to see what kind of the options are, ticketing, not ticketing, signs, no signs, what we think in enforcement. And should the city and not just Matt and Mark and Bill be involved in how that works, right? Okay. Any other old business?